It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have amazing Lowell Ponte, who is a co-author with Craig Smith for a number of books. And books are actually, this is the seventh in the series that will give you a free number to call to get the book free and free delivery. Money, Morality, and the Machine is the name of the book. And I might as well start off with giving that number a little before we get into our topic today, which is another amazing topic and very timely for what's going on in the geopolitical realm and news realm. What's the number of that phone number so people can get the free book, Money, Morality, and the Machine?
Okay, but I don't mean this to be an infomercial in any sense, but certainly if you'd like the free book, we're not making any money on it, but we are assuaging our conference that we've helped a lot of people save their children and grandchildren's future,
right,
to be able to protect yourself against what the government is doing to your money, your savings, and so on. So to get the absolutely free book, we'll pay the postage, we'll pay everything. It will not cost you a penny. Dial 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492, and we'll give you that again later in the show if you want to get pencil and paper.
Right. Lowell, your latest article is kind of interesting. It says, The Deceptive Green Dirty Deal. It's the heat of the moment is the top the kind of caption. And the Dirty Deal, of course, is being pushed by the Democrats. They're saying, if you hand over control of the world and your finances and your ability to not use cars or so-called fossil fuels, which is a lie, we'll save you. And in fact, if you don't, the world will end in 12 years, which, of course, they never moved the target. It was quoted by AOC. We call her the lady with no cortex, absent a cortex, I call it. And she gets real shrill and really pops her eyes, and you got to believe me, or the prophetess of the end of the world. And if you don't hand over power to me and my compatriots that are now taking over the Democratic Party, I call the demon rats, the same title as Judge Pirro, you're all going to die. But if you let us take over the world, you'll all starve to death in the dark. How's that?
Oh, indeed. Well, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez got very miffed by Nancy Pelosi a few days ago.
Right.
Wound up calling her a racist. After all, she calls everyone on the right a racist, whether
right.
they are or not. So why not just use it as a general smear for anyone who dares disagree with you? That's her new approach. And her approach is now bolstered by the fact that she is leading her own little coven, her coven of four, her group of witches,
right.
That now include two staid anti-Semites and one general black racist.
Right.
So she has a little group of four young women who can say anything about anyone if it will benefit her. Nancy Pelosi, of course, was driven to such paroxysms by this that just last night she had the House of Representatives vote that because he had criticized this group of four, these witches, Donald Trump was now a racist because they happen to be people of color, and so to criticize them in any way is racist. The only problem is even the parliamentarian in the House of Representatives agreed Nancy Pelosi had broken the rules, had broken the procedures. It is totally improper to call any president of any party insulting names like that. But Nancy went ahead and did it. And
I think she's trying to see
rules,
if she can.
Rules, law do not mean anything to
right.
the Democrats anymore.
I think she's trying to pretend
why they
that
cannot
she's still
be trusted to enforce or govern anymore.
Right.
They have no respect for law, whatever.
Right.
But anyway, at the heart of my column, The Deceptive Green Dirty Deal, is that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you remember several weeks ago, introduced her so-called Green New Deal, which simply took two things that were popular with the left, slammed them together for no logical reason, and put forth a proposal that meant things like, oh, well, we're going to have to do away with the internal combustion engine. We're going to have to rehab every building in the United States. We're going to have to open, apparently, a train line between California and Hawaii because we are not allowed to fly there anymore under the Green New Deal, and so on. And it was an utterly absurd proposal, but what was amusing is she herself has a kind of boss.
Right.
He is her 33-year-old chief of staff. His name is Sakat Chakrabarty. And Chakrabarty, by the way, he's in the midst of controversy, but the media just doesn't cover, because more than $1 million of her campaign funds have just kind of disappeared into his bank accounts.
Wow.
With no known trace. And people are trying to find out just how many campaign laws she and Miss Omar and other of her witches have violated. But they violated a great many of them. The only question is whether the rules apply to Democrats anymore. Apparently they don't.
I don't think they do, actually. I'm pretty sure you're correct on that.
Yeah, nevertheless, Chakrabarty was talking with the climate apocalypse expert for another candidate, for the Washington governor, Jay Inslee, who has decided to base his whole presidential campaign as a Democrat on climate. A rather stupid thing to do, since nobody really believes in climate scares anymore.
Right.
But the amusing thing is Chakrabarty said to him, the interesting thing about the Green New Deal is that it wasn't originally a climate thing at all.
Right.
That's what he told this fellow on Inslee's staff, who sat with his jaw dropped wide open in astonishment. Do you guys think of it as a climate thing? Said Chakrabarty to his surprised fellow leftist. Because we really think of it as a how do you change the entire economy thing?
Right.
And anyone who's read my writings on this knows exactly what that refers to. In fact, in our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, we actually include the quotes of some of the top UN experts on this. For example, Dr. Otmar Endenhofer, one of the heads of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, that operates under UN auspices, said, nowadays we redistribute de facto the world's wealth by climate policy.
Right.
That's its entire purpose. They are planning to get $100 trillion transferred out of the United States and other major nations through the UN as a very sticky-fingered middleman.
Right.
To the third world countries that will be hurt by whatever we do with climate. As you follow them, you quickly realize this is their whole agenda. This is the point of what they're doing. And they propose it in quite direct and blunt ways. I mean, Chakrabarty says that the climate issue has almost nothing whatever to do with environmental matters anymore. It's entirely a money matter. It's entirely. And the woman who has long headed the climate project in the UN, she went even farther. She said, well, what we're really trying to do is change the developmental model to make the old model that's ruled for 150 years obsolete and to replace it. That's what we're using the climate issue for. What you might ask is the climate model that's prevailed for the last 150 years, capitalism. In other words, she's just saying outright, we're going to crush capitalism with the climate issue. We're going to say anything you do with private property, private industry, manufacturing, and so on, is harmful to the environment, and therefore we're going to stop you by law.
Right.
And the other question that I raise in this that's always fascinated me, and I was a think tank futurist. I used to work on these issues.
Right.
And for 15 years, I was the roving science editor at Reader's Digest, so I wound up writing on them a good deal as well. So I know the world's top scientists in this field.
Right.
I've interviewed many of them. Some of them have praised my own book, The Cooling, on this issue, including the late Dr. Stephen Schneider, who was one of the top five warming alarmists on the planet. He was deputy head of the Climate Project at the National Center for Atmospheric Research. In any event, let's pretend, though it's untrue, that global warming is suddenly a threat to the future of humankind on the planet. Do we really need to spend $100 trillion to meet that threat? No, we don't even need to spend $1 trillion.
Right.
We barely need to spend $1 billion over 10 or 20 years. Because all you need to do is send high-altitude rockets or aircraft into the upper atmosphere, have them sprinkle a little ultra-finely powdered sulfur. The sulfur will filter back to Earth by gravity in about 2 years, but as it does so, it will change the nature of water droplets at the surface of the top edge of clouds over all the world's oceans. It will make the droplets of water atop those clouds smaller than they otherwise would be, and this will increase what the clouds' albedo or reflectivity. It will make them more of a mirror, bouncing back into space a little bit more of the sunlight that is incoming.
Right.
And therefore, bounce back into space, that sunlight will not warm planet Earth as it otherwise would have done. In other words, we can use that kind of control.
If you want to cool the Earth, but of course right now we're in a solar minimum.
Well, the point is, we can do it like thermostat. We can do it with incredible precision.
Up or down, yeah.
Yeah, and it's very safe, too. That's the point. We don't have to worry about it. We're not going to permanently change the planet. We're just nudging the temperature one way or the other for a period of 2 years or less.
Yeah, so what you're saying is you have control of the fireplace, in other words.
You have a thermostat sitting there controlling the thermostat, controlling the furnace that is heating the planet, in effect,
right,
or the heat coming in from the furnace.
See, the sun.
But whenever you bring this up to an idiot like Al Gore,
right,
who, by the way, has refused to debate me or the chief of climate policy and environmental sciences at MIT or others who disagree with the global warming theory, Al Gore talks a great game, but he won't debate anyone who could make him look like a fool.
Right.
And any major scientist in this field, even those who are on his side, if they told the truth, they'd make him look like a fool.
Well, firstly, here's a few factoids. Mount Erebus in Antarctica puts out 50,000 times more carbon dioxide than all the coal-fired and gasoline-powered vehicles in the world every day. Number two, carbon dioxide has to be converted by what's called the carbon-oxygen cycle. And 80% of the conversion occurs in the phytoplankton in the top 30 feet or 10 meters of ocean water. 20% is plants, trees, etc. And we've cut down about half the trees in the last century. So the oceans basically...
And yet for most of the last 50 years or more, indeed 70 years or more, the area south of the equator, particularly around the South Pole, has been getting colder, not warmer.
Right. And what's going on right now is we're in what's called a Maunder cooling period. Every two cycles where Saturn and Jupiter line up, there's a cooling period called a Maunder cooling or mini ice age. And we're actually entering that right now, and we're going to be in that for 75 to 90 years, which means it'll be a 4-degree temperature drop, say, in the southwest United States and California. We already see it, increased rainfall here. The dry period last year, which is in danger, is gone. Now, what's happening is
Maunder cycle is much longer than that. I mean, if we're talking about
360 years
of the cycles in the planets and so on, it is there.
Yeah.
It's been measured out to 20,000 years. And
right.
I mean, you can just see where all the different cold and hot points come in that cycle.
Exactly. So the other thing is that we need to help engineer phytoplankton to be more resistant to pollution, because what we have been doing is letting Asian countries primarily pollute the upper benthic layer of the oceans, and the phytoplankton aren't doing as well. So part of the reason why the CO2 is going up slightly isn't just that, it isn't just the production of CO2 by nature or mankind, which is a very minor factor. It's the fact that we've poisoned the benthic layer phytoplankton. And if we just help to make a new engineer a more resistant phytoplankton and put it in the oceans, it'll improve the amount of oxygen. Now, the oxygen concentration at sea level now has dropped from 21 to 19% in the last 25 years. Also, because the oxygen levels dropped, there's three things that make an ozone layer protect us from incoming radiation from the solar system and the galaxy. And you need a pulse magnetic field from the sun, from the Earth, I mean. You need oxygen, and you need ultraviolet light from the sun. We have those components, but the magnetic field of the Earth is dropping. And the oxygen level is dropping because we've interfered with the carbon-oxygen cycle by poisoning the upper benthic layer of the oceans. And what I see happening is we have totally wrong-headed philosophy. Their idea is to capture carbon dioxide, when really it's convert carbon dioxide, because plants live to actually make us oxygen, and more CO2 makes bigger plants. Amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Back in a moment with Lowell. Amazing article. You need to read it and get the book. We'll be back in a moment to give you that phone number again.
difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. And we have more amazing information about what's going on. The real agenda here is pushing socialism or intense international communism, isn't it?
Sure, and that's the essential point here. That is, if these environmentalists were sincere about their fear of global warming and how we needed to save the world, then if you came to them and said, we have a really cheap, easy, quick way to do this, and we can protect the world for you, you would expect them to embrace that idea, or at least take it seriously, wouldn't you? But they don't. People like Al Gore go into screaming, ranting fits when you bring up geoengineering as a way to solve this, for the simple reason that if this can be solved by nickel-and-dime geoengineering, then they don't get their $100 trillion by milking the global warming alarmism, by frightening people to death. I notice, for example, think what we could be losing. Miley Cyrus, just a few days ago, said she's not going to have any children because she's so afraid to bring children into a world with this global warming.
Right.
I mean, think of it. We're losing the children of Miley Cyrus, one of the most mentally ill and demented people ever to be in public entertainment.
Yeah, she's really bizarre.
She could be reading. There could be more of her.
Yeah.
But the point is, that is what they really object to, because you're suddenly saying, oh, we don't need to spend these vast amounts of money or give government this vast amount of power, basically erase everything private in society and make it all government-controlled. And then when I say controlled, I mean they're doing wacky things. In your state of California, for example, and in much of the Pacific Northwest, they're tearing down hydropower dams. They're tearing down clean energy-generating hydropower dams just because they say, oh, well, some leaves are gathering on the bottom of these artificial lakes, and the leaves are giving off CO2 and methane and so on, and therefore they're contributing to global warming. But you see, with geoengineering, all of that can be wiped out very cheaply,
right,
and very safely, but they don't want you to know that. They want to keep that from you because they don't want you even to be able to consider that as an alternative. Your only concern should be how many more trillion dollars or hundred trillions of dollars are we going to give to the governments to deal with or to the UN. But there's no need for that. And in fact, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said as much. She said just what the woman head of the climate project in the UN said. Christiana Figueres, and that is, she said, her chief of staff said, well, we're doing this for money. We're doing this to make the transition to socialism. We don't care about the global warming per se.
Wow.
That's just a pretext to get where we want to get anyway.
That's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
Well, I mean, they're using this as a scare tool. Rather than have a rational conversation with the American people, they just find something that will scare the heck out of a lot of dumb children. Now, you know how they originally were going to do this, and I am a high student of this. I've been studying it for 50 years. They originally were going to hit the media with this massive barrage of alarmism. Everywhere you turned on the TV dial, they'd be telling you you were only a year or two from dying unless we do something immediately.
Right.
And then they were going to grab all your money, shut down all private industry. They were going then to implement their program to save the world. And 2 years later, 5 years later, 10 years later, when there was no global warming, as there hasn't been for the last 20 years, for example, they try to hide that and manipulate that data too, but they're not as good at it. They get caught all the time cheating. They would be able to say, boy, it's a good thing you gave us $100 trillion because we were able to stop global warming just in time. The reality is, however, nothing was done to speak of, and global warming isn't there. So apparently we didn't need to spend the $100 trillion.
Right.
And that's the point. They tried to do a bum's rush. We'll do this instantly, and then we'll take credit for global warming not happening because it wasn't going to happen anyway. But we're now going to take credit for it. It didn't work out that way. And now, 20, 30, 40 years later, the American people look at these claims they made, realize they were all lies all along, And, I mean, if anything, we are going into a period of global cooling, as my book suggested, for a very simple reason. We're only in a period of warming about 150 years out of every 1,000 years.
Right.
There is a solar maximum cycle that happens. And the solar maximum cycle began around in the one we're in right now, the one the Vikings were in 1,000 years ago, the one that Christ lived in 2,000 years ago. Ours began about 1850. And so it's now overdue to be ending, and lo and behold, it is ending. The sunspots have fallen off the face of the sun. Well, that's an indication of a drastic downturn in climate. That's what is often meant by maunder. The maunder minimum happened from, what, 1660 to 1715, or thereabout. And during that period of time, there were no sunspots observed, and it suddenly got very cold and dry in Europe. How cold was it? Oh, the River Thames froze routinely every winter in London.
Exactly.
And people could walk across the River Thames from one side of London to the other. This was the norm back then, because fewer sunspots mean less total solar energy output from the sun, and that's what we're living with now, and that's what we may be living with for the next, 850 years.
Exactly. And in fact, what these things tell us is that they're power-hungry global maniacs that will lie to us to get control of our world. And their ultimate goal is actually not just climate, it's actually population reduction and changing of the world economy.
Absolutely, yes. By the way, you notice that the four witches, led by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, there was a lunatic who tried to shoot up an ICE facility. He had an AR-15. He tried to use Molotov cocktails he was carrying and the AR-15 against a giant propane tank up against the wall of an ICE facility.
Right.
He was trying to shoot at agents, and so finally they just shot and killed him.
Right.
And now Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is reported to have said like five words that she does condemn his action. But the other three witches refuse to condemn it at all. Miss Omar, the anti-Semite, absolutely refuses to say anything condemning Antifa. And this guy did say in a document that he was Antifa before
wow.
he was killed.
Amazing.
And he had been photographed in Antifa activities before.
Right. In fact, he was actually interviewed, and his video pictures on his previous screen, I think it was CNN did the interview, when they're actually supporting Antifa, and I even asked for money to support them.
Yep.
Amazing.
And that's where we're going. I mean, they're trying to win by any means necessary, including threat and intimidation. Basically, Antifa has become the new Ku Klux Klan. They usually appear masked to intimidate and terrify people, engaging in all kinds of routine violence. And that's how they behave. That's exactly how the Klan did it.
What do you think would happen if Antifa tried to bother Dr. Deagle?
Well, I think Dr. Deagle would take care of them.
I would use probably non-lethal means, but it would be really ugly what would happen to them. They would have the most disgusting day of their life. And I realize people need to understand that at some point, I don't want to see people breaking out their guns and shooting fellow Americans, even if they're idiots like Antifa. What I want to do is see them, public officials of both parties declare it is illegal and start arresting them, pull their mask off and put them in jail and keep them in jail a long time. And the same thing with media that actually are calling for our coup. The fact that the Democratic Party, Congress people, and others in the media are calling for a coup, they need to go to jail. The media need to be shut down, lose their license. People like Acosta, I call it the Acosta effect. They need to lose their ability to interview the president or any member of Congress when they're actually calling for violence. It should be the end of this game. This game is an end game where you don't want to be seeing a civil war with fellow Americans. I don't want to see this happen. Right.
Well, you're absolutely right. But when it comes to an issue like global warming or any of these other obvious power grabs by the government on one pretext or another, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez a day or two ago was telling a group of young Hispanic children of illegal immigrants that this country is your country. Well, no, kids, it isn't your country. And I'm rather shocked that someone like her would think she had the right to give the country away, since it isn't her country to give away either. But apparently she thinks it is. By the way, a French think tank called the Shift Project has just come up with the latest cause of global warming.
Right.
They calculate that 4% of all carbon dioxide emissions linked to digital technologies are a result of adult material accounts, which is to say, watching porn on the Internet. Watching porn on the Internet accounts for a significant, measurable, they would say, amount of carbon dioxide release, and hence global warming.
Wow.
But if you wanted to be serious, if people paid attention to the science, for example, remember years ago when the big issue was acid rain, and oh my God, people were putting sulfur into or burning sulfurous fuels, like on board ships around the world or in factories, or burning sulfur-laden coal. And this was creating sulfuric acid, and that was acid rain, and that was killing trees, and oh, the world is ending. Remember how I said you could end global warming by putting finely powdered sulfur into the upper atmosphere?
Right.
That's what burning that fuel was doing. In other words, the people who took the sulfur out of the fuel, those people are responsible for an actual calculable amount of increased global warming,
right,
which they're so alarmed by. But they're too stupid to know it or admit it.
Well, I think that we're dealing with a form of demonically energized or possession form of mental illness, because a logical, decent human being wouldn't do this. There's something really serious here. I call it almost like a collective mental illness of a whole group of people. And I guess the biblical term would be a form of possession of bad ideas, suicidal ideas, because in fact, if they succeed in doing what they're doing, capturing carbon dioxide, the oxygen concentration would drop to the earth, so you'd have to live in a dome city or you wouldn't survive. It also would mean we wouldn't have protection from the ozone layer for incoming cosmic radiation, would we?
Well, you know, there is research that I'm sure you have seen too, and that is evidence that instead of reducing the voting age of people to 16, as the Democrats now advocate, there's increased evidence that you do not have an adult brain until you're almost 30. And so if we want adults to do the voting in the United States, which would be the most logical thing to do, we should raise the voting age to, say, 29 in this country. So if we'd only have grown-ups voting, we wouldn't have these perennial children who are still infantile. Well, my God, they're infantile up to age 34 now as millennials, and we see more and more signs of that. And being infantile, all they can do is sit around, demand everything like an infant would, demand that they be given everything, that the government be their parent if their parents won't meet all their needs. I mean, remember, just a few months ago, we had, I think it was a Canadian, was it? He was from somewhere in the Northeast, who was suing his parents because they gave birth to him, and he doesn't like his life, but rather than just end his life, he's decided to sue them for having brought him into the world against his will. Needless to say, the judge threw this case out of court.
Well, obviously, I think what he should have done is done the second thing. He should have instituted the man into a psychiatric facility to get serious treatment. Because, to be honest with you, whether he's a danger to himself, he's also a danger to others who think that it might be a wise idea to sue your parents for your existence. Right?
Right, but now we have these basic children sitting in the, what should we say, the four jackasses of the apocalypse. Would that be the
right
proper Democrat description?
Right.
The witch's coven who is going to govern us. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is, what, 29?
Right.
Something like that. She's still a child.
Yeah, she is.
It every day.
Well, you can see she proves that she's a mentally ill child. She's a wind-up toy for Satan. How's that?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back, and the analysis is, if it wasn't a body count, it would be humorous. But honestly, when you look at some of these things, I don't want to see that fellow Americans are so brainless or suicidal that their ideas are dangerous to the future of America and the whole world. And while they're paralyzing the government, we're at risk of, for example, more people will die of an ice age if we don't properly prepare, or die of a coronal mass ejection from the sun than from even a nuclear war. But they're not preparing for that. And, there's one idiot out there that thinks he's done remote viewing and thinks that September of this year there's going to be a kill shot that's going to hit the earth somewhere, and he even reports from their remote viewing where they think there's going to be, quote, safe places to be on the planet. What people need to understand, we need to harden our power grid, not only here but around the world, so we don't depend on UHF transformers. We need to deal with the fact that there's cycles in the planet, ice age cycles, solar cycles. We need to realize we have a very busy universe with black holes drifting around and asteroids. We have Apophis coming in less than 10 years now, April of 2029, with a 1% chance of iterative debris field striking the Earth somewhere. We have to realize that human beings don't cause the climate change, but we certainly can aggravate it, or we can pollute the oceans that can affect the benthic layer phytoplankton for the carbon oxygen cycle. And we should recycle everything. There should be nothing that ends up in a landfill. Those are just logical, simple things that require not a lot of brain power to figure out their solutions, just like there's a solution to the health care and the border issue. And Trump is doing some of the things, but he isn't doing them all because he's been paralyzed by these demon rats, the same term that Doug Shapiro uses. So when they read your book, which is Money, Morality, and the Machine, and I'd like to give the number out again, people need to start getting a perspective that we're the solution. We're not the problem, the public. We're the solution. The wisdom you have and Craig has when he's on Neil Cavuto's show, the wisdom that we have on this program needs to be like the Samuel Counsel of President Trump, because a lot of his advisors are either globalists, left or right, knuckleheads, or just plain stupid. And a lot of policies are being put in place, like 5G network, genetically modified food, and recycled water under Trump that's not logical or common sense. And thank God, at least he's not gone as far left as these crazy Democrats. This troop, or squad they call them, to me is a bunch of people that are trying to totally destroy America and to destroy the biosphere itself, because the policies they put in place, and I had an argument in 1997 in March with Dr. Eisley, who founded the World Constitution Parliament Association in 1957 under the United Nations, and he explained to me how they needed to do carbon capture, which is what you're talking about before, in a sense, with albedo, was using sulfur in the upper atmosphere. Carbon capture would drop carbon dioxide to the bottom of the ocean. The fact is, carbon dioxide is part of the carbon oxygen cycle, and without oxygen, you don't have an ozone layer to protect living things on the planet. So these people are functionally, mentally impaired, and they're trying to make decisions for all of us because they assume that they're so well and knowledgeable that there's almost like a priesthood, and they're the high priest, and we don't know. We're just part of the cackling crowd below them.
Yeah, the sulfur I'm talking about just has to do with returning to space part
right,
of the sunlight that's coming in.
Right.
So I'm not directly concerned with carbon capture, but an example of carbon capture, if you've ever sailed by or seen a picture of the white cliffs of Dover in England, the white of those cliffs is chalk. The chalk is calcium carbonate.
Right.
The calcium carbonate is based on taking carbon out of the atmosphere and binding it into a new permanent stone-like molecule that isn't going to return to the atmosphere for a very, very long time.
Right.
And so that is a way of capturing it. And that was being done to deal with past global warming periods long before there were humans on the planet.
Right.
So Mother Nature has ways to take care of this. Another thing that has always been a great fascination to scientists is every year more water falls on the land, washes from the land out into the ocean, and yet the salinity of the ocean hasn't increased in billions of years.
Right.
How can that be? Well, it can be because apparently coral reefs tend to corral and capture unusually salty areas in the ocean.
Right.
And keep it from mixing with the ocean as a whole.
So they balance it, in other words.
Yeah, well, that's the working hypothesis. But the point is, there are ways to deal with this if we simply bother to learn it. In the meanwhile, though, the real difference that you're seeing between what the left wants and what rational people want is that rational people believe in honoring and protecting the smallest minority on the planet. And that
right.
is, each of us is unique. Each of us is our own prototype of a new race.
Right.
If Hitler had wanted to kill the Jews the way this Gang of Four women does on the Democratic Party side now, and he had the ability to time travel, he would simply go back several thousand years, find Abraham still living in Ur in the Chaldees, and kill Abraham.
Right.
And voila, down through history, no Jewish people. maybe no Arab people either, but you had to have Abraham as the founding father of that ethnic racial group.
Well, it wasn't just the Jews, too, by the way. It would include all the Ephraimites, which are all the tribes that seeded and formed Europe as well.
But yes, but my point is that you and I could be the founding fathers of an entire new race, each by ourselves. In other words, I favor individuals. What the left favors is collectives. Well, the left doesn't give a damn about you as an individual.
Are you black?
Are you brown? Are you homosexual? And so on. Is there a shoebox that you can be fit into of identity politics? And if there isn't, then to hell with you. They have no interest in you.
Right. Yeah. In other words, they need to be able to type you in order to control you.
Now, the problem is, if you're trying to make everyone conform to these shoeboxes, you're going to have a lot less working IQ points than you would if everyone were treated as an individual.
And this is what I see the individual
to go out and think as hard as he or she could.
Right. I remember my grade 7 teacher, she told me this. She said, "Deagle, come on to the outside in recess and talk to me." I said, "Why?" She said, "I need to talk to you." And she said, "You know, Bill, I've been a teacher for 40-some years, I think 42 years by that time." And she said, "I'm here to polish the pebbles and not dull the diamonds." And I said, "Well, that's interesting." I said, "Well, the pebbles are the people that are, you know, the average students. And the diamonds are people like you." He said, "I'm not going to dull you. I'm not going to put tasks in your mind that are going to dull your ability to think." Now, I've had attempts over the years to try to dull me, all the way from adults after age 3 to my first teacher, Sister Marie Blackie, in grade 1, to ask me to not ask tough questions. But the problem is, that's why you're smart. You're not smart because of just an organic change to how many neural connections you have in your brain. It's a gist of your character that's probably partly genetic, where you resist people that tell you things that don't make sense with anything else you already know. In other words, you can't deal with cognitive dissonance. You're willing to ask questions because you realize those who possess the truth or wisdom are survivors. So basically, we have in our intellect survivor genes, not only for us, but for society, because if there isn't a salt, if you want to call a spice or salt of people like us that ask questions, are in the high priest of society in media. Because I think
we are all the survivors. You're right.
Right. And I think ultimately people like you and I are the high priests. They knew in ancient society that the highest person in society was not the warrior king, it was the high priest. Because without the wisdom of the high priest, society would never survive in ancient times, whether it's planting crops or knowing whether to go to war or not, or what kinds of weapons to build. And the problem I see is society is now trying to get rid of the high priest. They are suppressing, with Google and so on, those who raise issues they don't want raised. They want to turn the political system into a religion, so anybody that disagrees with them, by deft, is, number one, they're racist.
Well, they're trying to create a new priestly authority figure, and that's the scientist in a white robe. The only problem is he's practicing politicized science, not honest science.
By the way, anyone who would like a copy of this book, you mentioned I should give the phone number again. Go ahead.
To get the free book, Money, Morality of the Machine, Craig's in my 7th. You see Craig every week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. Just call 800-630-1492. The book is free. We'll pay for the shipping. We'll pay for the phone call. We'll pay for everything. 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Paul, the notorious but Nobel Prize winning economist Paul Krugman of the New York Times had a column the other day, well, actually July 15th, titled "Billionaires Shouldn't Live Forever." Why should the fact that you're rich mean that you can acquire the technology to live longer than other people? You should be taxed and have that ability taken away from you.
Oh, really?
Because we're all supposed to be equal, says Paul Krugman.
Well, let me explain a couple of things here. First off, the very nature of a republic is that no one's created equal. Everybody's of infinite value to the Most High God, including as soon as you're conceived, you're born. Your birthday is the day you're conceived. The day that you start to die is the day that the umbilical cord's cut. And my product, Red Deer Velvet, DR, is the first one that actually returns you to that fetal state where you don't age. Now, what's unique about America, and this is interesting, it doesn't matter what race or color of your skin or background you come, or even religion, people come to America because they know the factors here will celebrate your uniqueness and your ability to create a business or an idea, patent it, and make money and have an independent economy.
Yeah, now, the day I was conceived was the month of Victory in Europe Day at the end of World War II.
Right. So the point I think is that
I was a party
the thing
baby.
Since it sets America aside is it celebrates exceptionalism. Now, most people over the last, say, thousands of years would not travel more than 20 miles from your home. The fact that people came to North America from a distant land and arrived here, some places are pretty violent, whether it's dealing with natives or other groups, or war factions between, say, Mexicans and Americans or the French. The reason why they came here is they wanted to create a new life because they had different genetics. And they've actually discovered there are specific genetic factors across races that make us genetically distinct.
Yeah, we wrote a whole chapter about that in one of our books.
Right. And make us genetically distinct from others. It doesn't matter whether you're Russian or Mongolian or black or whatever. There's exceptionalism even in our genes being American. And because we filtered this geopolitically, what the left wants to do now is get rid of that filter. And they want to pretend we're all the same. Now, I'm not equal to my daughter in terms of intellect, but she is probably a better person than me by far, and I'll never be as good as my daughter, Kelsey. But I want people to understand I have talents. Some of them are so unusual, you can present me with any problem on earth, and I'll present an answer to you and a solution to it instantly, or a pattern of logic to find the answer. And that's why I want my counsel, and that's why when I do radio, I consider me a high priest to get the information through to the so-called rulers of our society, like Donald Trump and the Congress and Senate. When I get a chance to interview them, which now we've moved to CRN Talk Radio, and we're at the same network as, say, Brian Kilmeade and Larry Elder, who's our black host from Los Angeles, and the head of the NRA, I want to interview Donald Trump. I want to interview these people because in interviewing them, I want to impart some manna of wisdom, both intellectual, spiritual, geopolitical, so that our society survives. And if we just go down through it, for example, we need a defensive Earth strategy for incoming asteroids or CME, and the climate change that can kill crops around the world and cause massive population displacement, just like occurring with droughts, which could be natural or aggravated by climate manipulation by global countries, because five countries can do it now. But, you know, the fact is that just agreeing to something that's maybe dangerous, like GMO food, or agreeing to aspartame and Splenda and Adventame and so on, putting in our food, or MSG, or genetically modified food, or toxic vaccines, the problem is people aren't being held to a high enough standard. And I see it in medical school. Now, having been out of practice for a while and doing research in that, now I'm in what I call research mode, functional telemedicine mode. I do a lot more reading and research than I did before, and I realized that most of the things I was taught in medical school or residency were horse manure. And I can prove it with imaging studies, immunotoxicology, and so on. But the same thing geopolitically, and your books basically do the same thing. They prove that there are leaders, even up to Donald Trump with his advisors, do not have complete wisdom. They have some wisdom. They're doing better than the demon rats. But they need our wisdom. We need to have a chance to have a Samuel Council meeting with him and their group around the White House and the senators and congressmen every week. I'm working hard for it. Thank you. Amazing show again, Lowell Ponte. We'll be seeing you next week. Jerry Barrett is coming on next from Power of Prophecy with Tex Mars. He's got an amazing new book, etc. We'll be back in a moment. And coming up tomorrow, Gary Richard Arnold and Carl Gallup's in hour number 3. Amazing new book as well. We'll be back in a moment. You want to stay tuned and call in if you have a question, but stay on topic. 818-818-6401.
Which is most appropriate.